There are all sorts of new human ingenuity and activities coming out of the pandemic in New Mexico, but there's also a non-human event that's been hard to miss.
It seemed incremental at first, but then all of a sudden they were everywhere.
It's like a couple of moths and the next day a few more moths, and you start to think, I feel like there's more moths, and I feel like there's more every day.
Moths. Miller moths. Droves of the dusty creatures are clinging to windowsills and pinging porch lights all over the state.
It looks like something out of an old Hitchcock movie or something.
You know the movie The Birds?
The moths have joined us, making the daily pressures of the pandemic even more surreal.
My house has a sliding door and I have a curtain, so I didn't see that there were moths out there. And I opened the door and they just rushed me, and it was, you know, like a swarm. It was like a wave of moths. There were so many of them, and it just scared the bejesus out of me. It was like a moth attack.
I went out one night and I opened the door, and I don't even know if the moths were in or outside the screen, but like immediately it was like, and I just slammed the door closed.
I was taking out my recycling the other day, and I got the sense that the ristra hanging on my front door needed my attention. I don't know if it was like a little bit of sound or a little bit of movement, but in my peripherals, it was almost like someone raising their hand or something. Then I whipped around and looked at it just in time to see 50 moths erupting from the red chilies, and the only place to go was straight into my face.
You don't want to be the only person in your neighborhood that leaves on a light outside overnight. I did that a couple nights ago, and you know, all the moths in the entire neighborhood flocked to my house, and I heard them. And so I looked outside, and my yard went biblical. It was enough to cover the underside of the porch, like to the point where you can't really see the stucco. My porch is maybe 15 feet by 15 feet.
They covered a 15 by 15 porch?
Yeah.
So do you just shoo them, trap them, kill them? Maybe the moths are just helping enforce the stay-at-home order.
Now I don't go out at night, and in the morning I shake the door and they fly away. And I don't open the door unless all the lights are off inside.
I try to get them out of here. Could be with a cup if I can. A couple times I've tried to very gently hold them by the wings. Just because something found itself in the wrong place in the wrong time doesn't mean it deserves to die.
Whether they're read as a simple natural nuisance or manifestation of our collective anxiety, the timing of this influx escalates its emotional impact for some.
That's not a good thing to see, you know, when you're in the middle of a pandemic, because you're kind of already on your toes about looking at the situation as the end of the world. Certainly not great timing for one's mental health.
If the moths are the worst thing I have to deal with during COVID, then I'm fine, right? Because I have a job and I have my health. I mean, if you've had a rough day, the last thing you need is a moth flying in your face when you open the door, but I've got a pretty long rope.
So why is this happening now of all times? I spoke with two local entomologists.
My name is Jason Schaller. My title is Curator of Entomology.
And you're with the Albuquerque Biopark.
Yep.
Well, I'm Richard Pagelin. They call me the Bug Man. I've been called that for many, many years.
The word infestation has fluttered down to posts online and even Associated Press news stories. During a global pandemic, the term brings up connotations of these bugs being their own kind of outbreak. So is that what this is?
I would call this a normal cyclical population explosion.
Normal is not a word that gets thrown around much these days, but Jason Schaller and Richard the Bugman Fagerland agree. This amount of moths is not out of the ordinary, though it is more than we've seen in the area for several years. So why are they here, and what do they want? Richard the Bugman says it's about drought.
I mean, we haven't had any rain in the mountains or in the desert for a long time. The moths and other animals need some moisture, and they can sense some moisture in cities and towns. You know, people turn the lights on, and they like to come by and say hello in large numbers.
Jason Schaller with the Albuquerque Biopark says that reasoning is sound, but thought it may be more complicated.
It's not as black and white as, it was this. It's always some weird combination of factors such as weather, predator populations, parasite populations, and diseases, just to name the big ones.
So when can we expect this to end?
Just pray for rain. That's what I tell everybody. Just wait it out.
Another thing is turn off your porch lights at night because they are attracted to light. And, you know, they'll gather around the lights at night. And then, you know, when the sun comes up, they're right there next to your door. And they're like, all right, we need better shelter. Let's squeeze into these cracks and get in an area that's protected so we don't dry out and overheat.
While we're waiting it out, know that both Schaller and Fagerlund say these are not the types of moths who eat wool sweaters, and they might in fact be saving us from mosquito bites down the line. The moths are satiating the bats, and if the rains pick up, the bugman says the moths will head out and the bats will still be here to eat up the new mosquitoes. Also, when the moths aren't hovering on your doorstep at night, they may be pollinating your garden. Moths can get a bad rap, rooted in the stories that we tell about them. I spoke with Icy Sedgwick, the creator and host of the Fabulous Folklore podcast, about the meanings we ascribe to moths and their presence feeling a little bit apocalyptic.
The one everybody's going to think of is the Death's Head Hawk Moth from Silence of the Lambs, because that's kind of become almost the poster child of all things dark and weird. They're the moths that I think Dracula sends to Renfield, you know, so they're linked with sort of the monstrous and so on. Really, though, they're just the same as any other moth. They just really like eating nectar. So they're just kind of like getting high on sugar.
Everything is already feeling kind of so abnormal, but also potentially like an opportunity for transformation. How have moths been represented, if at all, in folklore in a way that might speak to that?
The main thing that you often get is there's a difference between moths and butterflies. So if people had like a sudden, you know, being inundated with butterflies, I don't think people would be as upset, which is a shame because, you know, they both essentially do the same thing. You know, the idea of weaving a cocoon and then emerging as something else. But I think there's been this weird kind of historic divide between butterflies kind of representing the soul, the Greek goddess Psyche, who is the goddess of the soul. She's often represented with butterfly wings, but moths are then kind of seen as almost like the dark side of that. The other thing that I think is really different with moths is this insistence that they've got of flying towards a light. And no one knows why they do that. And I think there's a desire for enlightenment and wanting to know the truth in that way that I think is quite relevant for what's going on at the moment.
Any other aspects of moth folklore that you think our listeners will be interested in hearing about?
One of the weirdest superstitions is if they fly around you at night, which they're apt to do, it means that a letter is on the way. So perhaps you're going to get some kind of hopefully good news on the way. And also there is actually, in some places, there is a belief that moths actually represent messages from angels. And that if they flutter around lights near you, it means that you're having a message of well-wishing, which is quite a nice one, I think. And it makes a bit of a change from all the doom and gloom.
It's always important to go right to the source for comment, and while we can't talk to moths directly about why they chase the light, we can do the next best thing. Speak with the administrators of the Facebook group, a group where we all pretend to be moths in an eclipse of moths, Gabby Gross and Durbin Ramirez. So there's a moth culture that helps to structure the interactions in your group. Can you tell me what that involves?
Well, our culture is real simple. It's to follow our glorious queen lamp and her warmth.
So this show is called Your NM Government, which for our purposes might as well be your new moth government. What does moth government look like exactly?
Well, I mean, our government is more like a cycle. We must worship lamp. We must find a mate that also worships lamp, have as many hatchlings that worship lamp as well. And when our time comes, we go into the light.
There have been a lot of your friends in New Mexico the last couple weeks. Having our homes crawl with moths during the pandemic is kind of interesting timing. Some have even been reading your presence as almost a bit apocalyptic. How do you feel about that and people's fears of you and your friends in large groups?
I mean, do they think of us as an invasion?
People have used that term.
Well, I mean, of course it's not an invasion. Only the ants take that role. They're the only ones that invade. But we moths simply seek shelter. When we ran into you guys' city, it looked like you guys were having a party of lights. And we're like, why not join them? We figured, you know, we wouldn't be a nuisance.
Some New Mexicans have been trying to get you out of their homes. What are your thoughts on these tactics?
We're trying to seek shelter like everybody else is during this time. If humans don't want us around, the best way, maybe leave some water, you know, beneath like a light or whatever, and it'll keep us away from the areas they don't want us at.
Okay, that's a good tip. I spoke to a folklorist who told us that moths kind of get a bad rap compared to butterflies. How do you feel about the butterfly comparisons?
Honestly, I think we're just the cooler versions of the species.
Because some people think of butterflies as like prettier or nicer. Thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, they don't know how to party like we do around lamp.
This cycle of moths is expected to be over in the coming weeks, though there may be a few smaller resurgences over the summer. Until then, I guess enjoy the party. Thank you to Gregory Gold, Anne McCollum, Elena Maieta, Justin Muehlmeyer, and Michelle Island for sharing their mothly experiences with us. For Your New Moth Government, I'm Nash Jones.